Chapter 87 Lysander Ghost. The streets run red with blood and echo with screams. Darrow's army is in full rout. Mechanized soldiers from Atalantia's orbital forces leave vapor contrails in the air. Along the Bay of Sirens there is a great slaughter as men flee the city on foot or swim out into the bay, only to be microwaved by dropships buzzing over the water. Torch ships descend on the dark spaceport, and in the courtyard, before the mound of Votum, thousands upon thousands of freed prisoners of war and mechanized legionnaires, fresh to the fray, congregate. I watch after Kalindora as she is lifted away by Ash Legion Medici. The wounds Darrow left her with are gruesome, but not beyond the ability of the trauma wards to mend. She will survive, but I feel a sense of guilt for how I left her there to chase Darrow. I could no more have stopped the bleeding than the Praetorians I left her with, but leave her I did, and there is little nobility in that. There is little nobility to any of this. There is a thump behind me. Roan's hand drifts to his rifle. I turn to see Ajax landing with a cadre of Ashguard. The irony of his leopard helmet slithering back into its collar, when his own iron leopards flow past, bloody and triumphant, my name on their lips, is lost to no one, least of all the insecure boy inside the dreaded man. He abandoned his men before the storm wall of Heliopolis, only to find me here, alive. Devilish, in 50 kilograms of advanced armor and weapons, he looks up as I sit, tattered and filthy, upon blood of empire, as the courtyard swarms with ragged legionnaires and high-tech soldiers. He takes in my melted face, the steed, the chanting of his own leopards. Whatever he planned to say is concealed within the tight formality. Salve, Lysander. But it is hate in his eyes, as if I did all this to mock and spite him and steal his place in Atalantia's bed. For a flicker of a moment he considers whether gunning me down before the army may be worth the cost in the long run, but the arrival of the Votum Peerless stays his hand. I salute his rank. Praetor Grimus, the enemy is split into four groups. The most numerous gather within the Morning Star, where Atlas Aura is being held. I recommend sending a party immediately before they execute him, if they have not already. The next most numerous have taken to the mountains, where they have constructed tunnels. Others hide within the city and sewers. But Darrow is in the mound. He is grievously wounded.
By whose hand? Ajax asks.
Mine. I pull Darrow's hilt from my saddle and toss it to him. He blinks. Unable to comprehend, the officers around him mirror his disquiet.
How?
Ajax asks. I lean forward. Which part?
Who are you, boy? A fourth praetor demands.
He is the blood of Selenius, Cicero says from behind him.
The Votum heir is alive and covered with grime from his exploits in the prison break. He stalks up surrounded by a dozen soldiers in tattered prison regalia. His sister is at his side with a flock of glittering knights. As Atalantia's legions take their city, they see another play at hand.
The heir returned from the Moor of Chaos, Cicero says.
His knights stiffen to attention and salute me.
Hail, Loon!
The hate in Ajax's eyes darkens, and he shouts for his peerless to assemble. They form a glittering knot and make for the mound.
They're trying to seize your glory, Loon, Cicero says. Shall we join them?
I look at the dangerous knights around Ajax, likely friends of those I killed in the desert. In the chaos, it would be only too easy for one to slash my spine as they flew past. I think not. 400 peerless scarred of the Votum and Ash legions move on the mound. I sit with my Praetorians in the middle of the square, as the doors evaporate. Roan sulks beside me, ignoring the sweet wine throngs of Heliopolitans bring the soldiers.
A party, one half celebration, one half slaughter, rages through the city as it seeks catharsis on the invaders after the long weeks of siege. I imagine the wine will flow alongside the blood for many days yet. "Something wrong, Legate?" I ask.
"You should be the one to take the slave king."
The soldiers flood into the mound. "We have had our glory today, Praetorian. Let us not drown ourselves in gluttony. The legions know who opened the gates," I say, loud enough for the other Praetorians to hear. They tip their cups of wine and pass burners through the ranks. 1,000 grey shock troopers came to me in the desert. Barely 300 remain. Not one is unwounded. There is a sudden flurry of firing in the mound. I had no doubt Darrow would make a last stand, but with the introduction of advanced weapons to the battle, it is a certain affair. One knight kitted by our age is worth 1,000 on horse, perhaps more. I run my hands along the hilt of his broken blade and feel confused by what it elicits. He threw me down in the desert. I broke him here. But neither was a true test against the other. The fate of each battle was decided before we met. Mine by the broken chaos of the rain, his by a series of calamities which put him in a corner. I did not beat the Reaper. I simply hit him when he was down. I hold no illusions of martial supremacy. My victory was against a broken host and a bedraggled man. The legends of our age die one by one, like autumn leaves. And when they are gone, will we be lesser for their absence? It seems cheap. With his death imminent, the worlds feel emptier, almost as cavernous as they did when Cassius fell. One by one, the titans of my youth disappear, and freed from their shadow, I do not feel liberated. I feel bereft. Nothing is permanent. No one escapes.
"The bill comes at the end," I whisper.
Roan asks what I said, but I grow distracted when gunfire crackles on the mound. Something has happened. I frown and stand up. The milling ranks in the courtyard point upward as rip wings dive from the sky.
Wow!
We take cover. The light is tremendous as a particle beam sheaves through the legs of the god Helios, who towers over the mound. With a groan, he teeters over and crashes down into the sea. By Jove! How does Darrow have electronics? Anything within the city was fried. Unless we weren't the only ones to have reinforcements. Sure enough, gold knights tear from the mound in pursuit of a lean, battered ship that emerges from the debris. It rockets low over the ranks of soldiers filling the courtyard. I know that ship. A knight fills the open garage bay. It is not Darrow. His armor is brilliant white, his helmet like that of a rising sun. It retracts to reveal his face, and for a moment our eyes meet. Cassius!
The door closes.
The Archimedes ripples translucent from a cloaking device far more advanced than any technology she possessed when I called her home. She ruptures the air with a sonic boom and races toward the sky, pursued by the Ash Legions. Diomedes lied. Cassius is alive.
And Darrow has slipped the noose.
My true heart is laid bare, awash with exultation, clouded with confusion, pure with purpose.
The war goes on.